We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, welcome back in. It's hour number two. We're live here at Smoke on the Water. Joining me are Chris Smith and Tyler Butler. You can follow Chris on Twitter at ChrisSmith1980. You can follow Tyler on Twitter at MySportsCulture. We're going to talk a lot of NBA free agency. This is Tyler's time of the year. But Diesel, I got my new article up on ESPN Upstate today, and since we only have Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday this week, it's a short week for us, I figured I'd better get a week worth of dogging in. So that's going to be a theme here in the next 2 hours as well. But I kind of got it started, if you will, on my article on ESPNUpstate.com. Blaming Mark Ryan for week zero in college football, all right? What did he have to do? Go get with the great administrators at the South Carolina High School League and go, you know what's better than week one in high school football? Week zero. Just move that week one. All right, so anyway, common sense. But, yeah, it's screwing up everything, including our media days, was the fact that Florida and Miami got moved to the 24th in. Oh, well, it's all Mark Ryan's fault. So that was sort of the way we began the week. Diesel, before I allow either one of these two guys in here, let me give you a story of what happened this weekend and tell me if you can justify this in any way, shape, or form. The New York Mets were having a celebration this weekend about the 1969 world title that they win. All right? That's a great thing. You know what I mean? Bring your former players back that bring you your franchise's first world title. Tyler, seems like a good thing to do right now. Honor the past so you can move forward and at least remind your fan base that there's hope in the future. Maybe not this year, but there's still hope.
Yeah, you got to give them some type of hope.
All right. So did you realize how good this Mets organization is? Just a couple of weeks removed from the general manager picking up the phone at home, calling the dugout and going, take so-and-so out. And, yes, that is true. We've actually been able to confirm that one, Chris Smith. It gets better. They honored the 1969 World Championship team this weekend and put two people in the dead memorials. I'm talking, these guys are no longer with this, will you not one, is LeBron said back in the day, not two, no, actually two living members of the 1969 championship team they honored as dead
who were standing there, by the way.
Yeah, one of them said he was completely surprised to find out he was dead. Where does that rake up in embarrassing moments in history?
Oh, that has to be up there.
I mean, that's got James Dolan written all over it right there. You want to come? See, first of all, that guy doesn't want to come back after the Knicks free agency weekend. But see where we're going to go here in the next couple of hours?
Y'all killing people off, Chris?
Yeah, apparently. See, here's the problem is that so there was a guy named Jay Horowitz who was the PR guy for the Mets for about 45 years, and he retired last year. A guy like that would have
everybody.
Never let something like that happen. Yeah, somebody's getting fired.
Yeah, no, an intern,
somebody's getting fired.
An intern's getting looked at going, you did not asterisk that one or that one. But anyway, I got a few more like those because I want to know how much a New York Knicks ticket is going to be worth next year. Now, Tyler, quit putting out your suck-up articles for Chris Smith and stuff because you say when all's said and done that somehow the Knicks found a little way to save face with some of the bottom-end free agents that they got. saving face in the NBA is not what it's about anymore. It is about putting a super team together. And when you employ a three-year tanking program for the New York Knicks, all right, supposed to be in – Chris, with all due respect, and I do mean all due respect. There's my Ricky Bach. But I want your answer on this as well, and then I want Diesel's. But you employ a three-year tanking process, which includes throwing a guy out of the garden for going sell the team when he had every right to say it. There wasn't a cuss word in there. You're more worried about playing bass in your band than you are, and you go swing and miss on every key free agent. There is no, well, they may have had a nice parachute in this. It's an embarrassment for James Dolan, and quite frankly, in my opinion, it's an embarrassment for the NBA.
Yeah, now as far as what they was promising the fans of this super team and Knicks fans thought they were going to get Zion, they definitely got a huge F for that. They didn't get any top-notch free agent. But on the flip side, what most teams that swing for the fences like that usually fall on their face and going to be another lottery team the following season. They did make some really solid pickups in free agency that at least have them fighting for the eighth.
Who?
Julius Randle, all right, 28 guy. They picked up Tyus, that's a solid bench player. They also picked up Bobby Portis, who, when he started for the Bulls, he averaged 20 points per game. They got two perimeter shooters in Wayne Ellington and Reggie Bullock. You need shooting to space the floor out.
And Reggie, then you got Kevin Knox.
Yeah, you still got Kevin Knox and the first-round pick that they got this year, R.J. Barrett.
All right, yeah. So you got a young team that by the time that they begin working together, they'll maybe have a chance to go land a free agent. But, Chris, while making some fun of you, I mean this, speak for New York Knicks Nation, because you are a Knicks fan. Him going, well, there's a chance they may be in position to battle for the eighth playoff spot. I bet that's not exactly what you had hoped for coming out of this free agency. And then in all seriousness, does it rub you a little bit the wrong way that Brooklyn may be the team that actually put it together, which I still think is highly debatable with Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving in the same locker room?
So as far as that's concerned, the issue that I have, and whether it's with the owner, Dolan, or the upper management, the GM and them, they let us sit through the past few years and tanked on purpose. And now, when time comes, you've got all this money to spend. You're about to unload the armored car, and they just fall flat on their face. They couldn't pick out any top 10 free agent out there. And it's a shame, really, is what it is. And I don't understand what the management is thinking, or Dolan as the owner is thinking, because you've been planning for this, and then you just, we don't want to max offer KD. We don't know about his injury.
Well.
And then everybody else bails on you, because if you offer KD a max, right, you've got a chance to bring in maybe Kyrie, maybe. And bring in some other player. I mean, DeAndre Jordan went to the Nets because KD and Kyrie went there. So maybe they could have brought him in as well. What the Knicks were worried about, besides the injury, and I understand, is the money. Is they didn't have enough money with – they would have a couple max offers and then have to finagle some stuff around.
So,
and that's where I think they kind of got caught up, is the management so terrible with the Knicks. They can't put a decimal place and forward the four and do all that stuff with these contracts.
Let me ask you this. I mean, Brooklyn managed to put it together. I mean, one very volatile temperament in Kyrie Irving, another moody individual in Kevin Durant. When all said and done, the DeAndre Jordan addition, maybe the kind of super glue between those two guys, because he's bad. But again, Brooklyn puts it together. The Knicks can't. And this has got to be really rough. I mean, he's an admitted Knicks fan, but how are you sitting there in the country's most expensive city going, we just paid for crap, you know, the crap emoji coming on your phone. And now we got sold this today. Why am I signing up for more? The only thing that KD has, or Brooklyn has, is they got to wait for KD to reappear.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, as a Knicks fan, you definitely are not dancing in the streets today. But with the Knicks, just like Chris was saying, the main thing that was drawing them up was the injuries because of their past history with injuries. Like Amari Stoudemire and Carmelo Anthony, they didn't want to max another player out who has an injury. KD next year is going to be out completely. The year he comes back, all the doctors are saying the maximum he can get is 85% of a player. They didn't want to spend that type of salary cap on a player who –
And that may end up being a smart move.
But we can
only judge this in the short term of the last 24 hours. All right, how about this one? Could I sit here and make the argument to you that potentially, even though it looked bad, Boston may still be better off because Kemba Walker now signing that contract. Oh, thank you, Michael, for undervaluing him by, what, $61 million in their offer. But I think that's the only way the Hornets can get better is to tank, so to speak, and try to get one of those top picks in an upcoming draft. But you get Kemba Walker, who was quietly the best free agent available, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. You lose in the long run. Terry Rozier is going to be the one that I think hurts Boston as much as anybody else. The Celtics lost in the last 48 hours.
Well, also Al Horford.
Yep, but
I mean that's their frontline guy.
But they pick up Enes Kanter today, Correct. So I think that's kind of a wash a little bit when all said and done. Horford and Kanter were right there in the 13.10 rebound territory the last couple of years.
The thing is. Kemba is a much better team player than Kyrie
is. That's
it.
So,
in the locker room, is going to be much better. He fits the scheme. Kanter is nowhere near the defensive player Al Horford is, but points-wise, you're really not losing it.
It's a wash. Yeah.
So, I love what Boston did. Charlotte lucked up, and they was able to get Terry Rozier in that trade for Kemba. Mm-hmm. So, at least they got a younger point guard who averaged – when starting, he averaged about the same as Kemba. So, they're thinking they're getting something – kind of significant in return. He's definitely not Kemba.
He doesn't have the leadership in the locker room type player.
No, not at all. Nowhere near on the leadership. But I do love what Boston did. They improve by subtraction.
Yep. Sometimes that can be especially, the old saying, one bad apple can spoil a bunch. So when we come back, we'll take your thoughts on NBA free agency. Tyler, give us a couple of the best and worst moves, and what are a few things that maybe we figured out? This much, I still say that I'm going to go on a limb and go Kawhi stays in Toronto on a 1-1. But we'll see what you're hearing because your ear's been to the ground. And, of course, you can follow Tyler on Twitter at MySportsCulture, at ChrisSmith1980, me at Sturgis Sports, at ESPN Upstate. And don't forget, go to ESPNUpstate.com. Get registered in the locker room. There's some tickets we're giving away. There's also some premium content as well as a whole lot of other stuff because guess what? Talking season of football begins in just 2 weeks with Media Days. That's right. We are officially we don't get to hear it again this year, do we? We're all, as college football fans, now on the clock, 2 weeks away from Media Days. 844-GSP, ESPN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, welcome back into Smoke on the Water. Chris Smith sitting to my left, Tyler Butler to my right, owner of My Sports Media. My Sports Culture Media Group, an owner. Congratulations, actually filed the LLC papers the other day. So are you happy to reach the term owner of Sports and Culture Media LLC?
Yeah, I'm ecstatic.
All right, so you see where I'm going here? Because, Diesel, sign me up to call you Captain America, Captain Diesel, whatever you want. All-time greatest that can sweat suntan lotion off his body and still get sunburnt on a Sunday. But yesterday and last night, Tyler, I want your opinion first. Mm-hmm. For people that don't know, one of the nicest young men that I ever have met, former intern, owner of My Sports Culture, and a young African-American entrepreneur. Is that a fair way of labeling things?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, yesterday, NBA players signed for more than $3 billion on the first day of free agency alone. Yet, you want to be offended by the term owner. Really, let's pick and choose our battles here, because you just battled to reach that term.
Yes.
I want that term if I've got that money invested. And guess what? The league itself just signed people, players, performers, to contracts totaling more than $3 billion on the first day of free agency alone. Is this all about nothing, or what is your opinion on it?
I mean, my honest opinion, it is all about nothing. I've never, I mean, within all my years of covering sports or just talking to people, never, and just talking to other African Americans, I never heard someone say they are offended by the term owner. I thought if you own something, you are an owner.
Did we not celebrate when Michael Jordan and other minority owners became exactly that, owners? Whether
exactly.
Now, some wanted to throw the term minority owner on it. No, you were just an owner, just like the other ones. Now, your pedigree, your background, your DNA may be of a minority descent, but I never, ever thought that you should present Michael Jordan or the guy with the Brooklyn Nets, or now Drake with if you're a full owner, no, you're an owner. So,
right.
Again, I just thought this whole thing got – Chris, you're kind of our political standard torchbearer, if you will, here on the show. I mean, is this fight about nothing? Because Diesel hit the nail on the head last week, and I hate stealing his line, but the term governor can be a hell of a lot more disgusting or even degrading than the term owner. Because don't think about it from the governor of South Carolina.
Right.
Think about it from the term before the Revolutionary War took place.
Yeah, because governors back then were appointed, not elected. Mm-hmm. Now they are elected officials by the people. You know, this whole argument is ridiculous, in my opinion. I'd be more mad at the NHL. They still have – you have the commissioner. Underneath the commissioner – is a board of governors, and then you have all the team owners. So, you know, if you wanted to talk, like you said, the big difference, one owner, and then with the NHL, you've got the board of governors.
And I just want to put this in and not try to be too controversial, but this just for me talking barbershop and
right. This is
family
where
members.
We're here with family.
A lot of people are more upset with the NFL mentality.
Right.
Than they are with the NBA mentality. I've heard this out of a lot of people's mouth, refer NFL owners to having a quote-unquote slave-like mentality because
mm-hmm.
they feel like they actually own the players. The NBA have more freedom than any league in the world, so I just find it amazing that league would be the one to complain about the term
especially
owner.
Especially, Diesel, I want your opinion here and then come back to Tyler. To me, the ultimate hypocrisy became when the leader of this charge, if you will, and by the way, Rex Chapman's blocker charges are some of the best things on Twitter right now.
Yes, they are.
Just throwing that out. But Draymond Green was the leader of this charge, and we saw on his Twitter bio last week, Tyler, the last thing he mentions is what company, owner of blah, blah, blah. And I just thought, wow, this is where you throw the baby out with the bathwater. And Adam Silver with free agency, and I'm just getting back to the amount of money being spent yesterday, more than $3 billion. This is an argument that doesn't not only need to go away, it needs to go away quickly.
Yeah, I would never understand it. My whole point of working this hard to own my own company was to be called owner of sports and culture, sports media. I'm extremely proud of that term.
God, you racist. I just can't trust you for anything, man. Knew you were going to come out with that before all was said and done. All right, everybody's trying to sell me the Brooklyn Nets are the big winner in NBA free agency. Why do I not buy this? Why? Because Kevin Durant, we know an Achilles injury can be one of the worst things that an athlete goes through. I mean, What was it, Diesel, we were talking about the other day when he said, you know, Bill Murray, just come cut him in the Achilles a little bit, yeah. You know. But I'm not 100% how at 31 years old, with a lot of games on his legs, by the way, due to this playoff run, I'm not 100% sure how he comes back and especially handles that New York market. Kyrie Irving is a loose cannon in his own right to begin with. So how is everybody now saying that the Brooklyn Nets are flat out the winners so far when it comes to NBA free agency? I think there's an ultimate you got to wait to see on this.
Yeah, I mean, of course they made the biggest splash, but to me I don't think they had the biggest free agency. I would credit that to the Philadelphia 76ers.
I was going to say Sixers. Sixers are the best team in the – are going to be the best
team
in the
East. Especially if Kawhi leaves.
Yeah.
The addition of Al Horford and even picking up Josh Richardson in the trade, they have – improve significantly.
Why are we not seeing guys want to come back to the East as much? Now, we are with Kevin Durant, but apparently, and this is one that I want to see where it goes, came out a few hours ago, that apparently Kyrie and Kevin Durant made this decision at the end of last year's season that they were partnering in Brooklyn beginning this year. How much tampering was involved in that, or is it just the way things go when it comes to the NBA? But why don't players want to come back east when that looks like it's the easiest path to get to the NBA Finals? Because once you're there, you got your shot. You know what I mean? I still maintain, yes, it's about the super teams and the paychecks, but it's still about the rings as well. And that's why Kevin Durant and some of these guys, now that they have their ring at a younger age, can go make the move to go do something else.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe location-wise, there's a lot of warmer weather teams in the Western Conference. Also, you have a couple of teams that's within that area where it's tax-free.
Yep.
And they're getting the money from that. So I think those two play a huge factor as far as
you don't have to live out there. Yeah, you only got to maintain a residency in California, and you can go put all your money into a ranch in Montana and shuttle yourself back and forth for a long enough time. But, again, you know, it used to be – you'd see the likes of Carl the Mailman Malone sign on as a bench player for a million or two, or didn't Ray Allen more or less do the same thing with Miami to get that? I'm nothing, you know. Even though I made all this money, we're gonna be sitting at that NBA reunion gathering here in 15 years, and everybody's gonna have their ring on, and I don't have mine, and it becomes part of what their legacy is. Now it seems like, hey man, let's go put a super team together, get our ring, and then we can go move on about things as well. Is the NBA flipped that much in a short period of time?
Yeah, the NBA right now is, how can I team up with my best friend?
Right.
That's pretty much. Back in the day, they considered it ring chasing, but now these players, because they have all the power. In the offseason, they sit and they plot how they can team up and get on the same team and compete for a championship and have fun at the same time with your buddy.
Yeah, and I wouldn't consider it tampering because there's no ownership or GMs or any staff from any of these NBA teams getting involved. It's these guys hanging out,
texting.
You can't
tell me there's not a text going, hey, man, contract number one can be a max of X amount for $120 million. Contract number two can be X amount of years for X amount of dollars.
Once they're a free agent,
the bar, you know, getting away from the wives and kids at Disney World right after last year's NBA Finals and get, all right, how can we split $310 million? Let's start doing the math right here. I am sorry. I am no worse than our buddy Diesel back there in studio when it comes to conspiracy.
Well, they leave that stuff to their agents.
Oh, there's the most hypocrisy in it, because an agent's going to tell the truth. Are you serious? I mean, $1 goes here and $1 goes here. So, all right, so when we come back, please bring it to us. If you have a question of how a team is done, give us a call. Call Tyler. Ask him, 844-GSP-ESPN, 844-477-3776, because he's getting ready to bring us who his best moves are. And then I want to ask if maybe there's one team in the East that nobody thinks about that maybe had a very underrated day yesterday as well. So give us a call, but bring it to us straight up. That's 844-GSP-ESPN. We're live at Smoke on the Water.
listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So you probably heard there during the top of the hour break that the Los Angeles Angels announced that Tyler Skaggs passed away earlier today at 27 years old. They found him at 2:18 local time. In his hotel room. So we know this much. He'd been up and about and probably went back and laid down to get a little nap in before going over to the stadium. The Angels said, "It is with great sorrow that we report Tyler Skaggs has passed away earlier today in Texas. Tyler has and always will be an important part of the Angels family. Our thoughts and prayers are with his wife, Carly, and his entire family during this devastating time." So, guys, do yourself a favor. Don't go out there until you know what the cause of death was or anything else where you go put stuff out there on the internet that might not be true. Why? Because if it's on Twitter, by God, it's true. Or according to some. Yeah.
Well, they say that there's no foul play suspected.
Yeah,
so.
We don't know, but when I found out the details of my pledge master's death, I was in a fraternity in college. I think you were as well. Mm-hmm. He had his wife and two kids in the car with him at a stoplight and just closed his eyes there at the stoplight. Heart blew up. And thank God it wasn't 10 seconds before or 10 seconds later, because that car might have been moving. So, again, you just don't know. But when's the last time you heard of isn't it usually like a car wreck or something? When's the last time we've heard of a player passing like this during the regular season? Now, they've had it, former players, obviously, but
right.
Just trying to think of what looks to be a medical situation. You know what I mean? I'm having a hard time just recalling this right off the top of my head, so it can't be that frequent.
No.
I can't think.
Plane crashes, car accidents, motorcycle accidents, things like that, but for a non-sports-related type non-accident, I can't remember for as long as I've been alive.
I hate to hear that, man, because, all right, so.
The worst thing I can remember was the San Francisco Giants pitcher. Remember he was pitching and his
Dave
arm.
Dave Dreveke?
Yeah.
That was after coming back from cancer.
Yeah.
There was a baseball player a few years ago who died in a boating accident.
Yeah. There was a Yankees player that died in a plane crash in New York City.
Thurman Munson.
No. Relief pitcher. Maybe 10 years ago.
Yeah, and they were down driving sort of a homemade airplane kit, weren't they? There was a former major league player that did that.
Crashed
also,
into a building.
The Miami Marlins guy, they hit like a rock quarry down there, but weren't they all geeked up on cocaine that night?
That led
to a bunch of bad decisions, ultimately factoring into the loss of life.
Yeah. Was Orlando Hernandez on that boat?
I think that's right. I don't remember.
Yeah, I can't remember the name.
Now that I'm over 50, hey, by the way, just real quickly, guys, I had that moment that I went, oh, crap, the other day. I get it. I'm old and I'm short, and I own it pretty well. But all of a sudden, the AARP stuff is looking a lot more appealing to me now, because one of the benefits of getting old at 50 is – number one, being older, but number two, getting stuff on discounts, man. So watch out. I might be taking y'all out on the AARP card before all is said and done. So you could still deliver the short jokes, but you better stop with the old ones if we reach that point. Who's the winner when it comes to free agency yesterday, Tyler? Because I maintain with over $3 billion, and I mean billion with a B. $3 billion being guaranteed in contracts yesterday, the NBA Players Union was the ultimate winner.
Yeah. I gotta say overall, it would have to be Brooklyn just because they done pretty much changed the entire franchise, those two picks. But I think our two underrated teams is New Orleans and the Indiana Pacers.
Okay. I heard good things about New Orleans trying to sign everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're looking.
They need people to compliment
Zion.
Zion.
But the GM, he's determined to at least make a playoff push for that team this year. They signed J.J. Redick and Derek Favors, which is huge for the bench.
Yeah. Redick is a – I think Redick was –
Well, he's 45. He's 35 years old. Not quite as old as I am, J.J., but he's 35. And I think that's kind of what the New Orleans locker room team – it needs team-wise is – a established star that's older. Number two, I think he was really, really pissed off. And I don't know any other word to say it was J.J. Redick when the Philadelphia 76ers tried to start Markelle Fultz earlier this year, knowing that he's not got much of a future over Redick. Redick played the team role, but that move did not last very long, and I don't think he liked it, and I think this was his way of getting out of there.
Yeah, now he's pretty much the vet of the team.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to be turning to him. He's going to have fun down there in New Orleans.
All right, let me tell you again. I'm with I heard Indiana picked up some good pieces, but – I mean, the East is such a cluster, you know what. That, to me, is the easiest way to improve right now and make an NBA Finals is put together something in the East. But real quietly, I thought Orlando holding on to Vucevic was a key move. I mean, he got what? He didn't get the max, but they paid him $100 million over four seasons. And they're already coming off a surprising playoff appearance last year. Keeping their center intact that way, I thought was – I mean, you're talking about Vucevic coming off nearly 21 points a game, 12 rebounds, shot 52%, and that, even more importantly, allowed them to retain Terrence Ross. And that was the key. Not only did you keep your center position intact, you kept the player you had to keep making a run. Now who knows who may be having a fire sale at the All-Star break this year.
Well, speaking of Markelle Fultz, that's where he is down in Orlando. But the GM.
Well, the 76ers finally had to go. We can't take this crap anymore. We drafted him, what, number two?
Well, yeah, number one.
Is he at number one? He has to go down as one of the all-time worst.
The GM of the Magic said they don't even know when he'll be able to play again.
I mean,
so it's
how did he slip through the cracks, guys? I mean, we have all this money. Is it just show you we're infallible? We could listen to the wrong people. Our eyes can deceive us. How can that one player slip through that many cracks when he ain't got game?
He had some type of injury with his elbow. And it was year after year he was having surgery, and he was just out for the whole season. And then when he came back, they tried to change the way he shot, and he lost all confidence. And then he was out for the rest of the season again. So injuries has really derailed his young career. That and you might want to check on his mental psyche right now.
Yeah, exactly, because that's why I begged these people earlier in the media. You know, Coco Gauff, 15 years old. And here's the thing, radio is not a descriptive medium, you know, you can't see it, it's not visual. We can describe it, though. She's a young black African-American teenage player, 15 years old, knocks off Venus Williams, five-time Wimbledon champion. And my biggest complaint's going to be when I get home tonight, oh, she's the new age of American tennis, you know, winning one match at Wimbledon.
Yeah,
we're going to put that weight or that tag on her like we did Michelle Wee. You know, Michelle Wee's had a nice career, but not what we all knew when we placed that, you know, that type of thing on her at 16 years old or even more so. And for whatever reason, it seems like it comes more with minorities, but Freddie Adu, you know, he was going to be – he's had a nice career in soccer. But he's not the savior of American soccer like he was made out to be. But for whatever
Sebastian
reason,
Sebastian Telfair from Brooklyn.
He's my favorite. You know, let's go to the NBA when we aren't ready to go to a freshman year at college. Where do you end up? Sometimes the penitentiary.
Right.
All right. We'll come back. Close up this NFL thing and or NBA thing. Got a couple of NFL. We got some college football in the final hour, and it is open phones 844 GSP ESPN. All right, welcome back in. We're live here at Smoke on the Water. We've been talking NBA free agency, or as I like to call it, Sturgis' immediate day of dissatisfaction and jealousy. Because I know I'm being, my bank account has just been passed over. I mean, it's got to at some point look like a satellite orbiting the Earth, and I'm the Earth, the way the zeros add up on these guys' bank accounts. You know what I mean? $3 billion spent yesterday on free agency guarantees alone, Tyler. I guess the NBA, but doesn't there have to be a cap at some point? I mean, by that, what goes up must come down, and they're going to milk this trend for everything they had or they can. However, I think when all's said and done, I think I was more surprised to find out that both Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving left a little meat on the bone, left a little money on the table so they could go out and get DeAndre Jordan. So is DeAndre like one of their running mates, or is he a guy they identified can make a difference?
Not DeAndre is actually best friends with Kevin Durant.
Okay.
That's what made the Knicks situation so, I guess, hilarious. He was actually a New York Knicks last year, but he was upset because they decided to tank and play the younger guys instead of him. Of course, he went back to Kevin Durant.
And was so like, he called out 1-800-KD Bell out and got on that ship as well. So, the other thing is at what point does this get to a point that it's just hard to fathom as a normal human being? You know, everybody's talking about what they want to take away if you make too much money now. I mean, we're in an election cycle right now. These guys are being targeted now. You know what I mean? You're in a neighborhood. Dude, we're not even allowed to the guard gate of their neighborhood. You know what I mean? I've been trying to recreate a marinade that my mom gave me step-by-step instructions to. But I can get inside the neighborhood, but not necessarily on the same street. You know what I mean when I come to that? However, we aren't even at the guard gate when it comes to this kind of money. And guess what, Chris? You're in politics. Do these guys realize these are the ones that are being argued about in this election cycle?
Right.
Because they are.
Yeah, it's the top 1%. It's all the moneymakers, you know. As you see over the years, the middle class shrinks, the richer gets richer, and the poorer get poorer.
And yeah, and they go signing now Supermax contracts. Yep. But, again, I hope people realize that eventually what we strive to be or what we're going to want to tear down if – some people get their way, but I just keep coming back to the NBA. Some players are better than others. That's why some people are paid more money. But, Tyler, when all is said and done, where's Kawhi Leonard ending up? He's an enigma, and I think that's why he's become my favorite player in the NBA. Because, number one, he can change the outcome on both ends of the floor. But, number two, nobody can read into Kawhi Leonard and what he's thinking.
Yeah, that's where the confusion comes in, because nobody knows what he's thinking. It's apparently down to three teams, the Lakers, the Clippers, because that's where he's from, and, of course, the Raptors. The Raptors have the last meeting. Either that's going to be a, hey, thank you for everything, but I'm out, or this is what these two teams have to offer. Now what are you going to offer me? But nobody really knows that he is a confusing fella.
He's a baller, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And you know, there's nothing wrong with that. I like trying to be, you know, look in there and figure out what's going on, because he has now secured his legacy. You know what I mean? Now it's up to him. But the thing is I don't think Kawhi Leonard's signing on to be anybody's second or third will, especially with his own title. And when I mean own title, I'm talking he left the guy not go win one, not two,
right,
not three. I mean, he did it on his own in Toronto.
Well, then that's if he goes to the Lakers.
He's the third will.
He's the one
that's going to be required to keep LeBron from strangling Anthony Davis when he becomes the petulant Anthony Davis. Because I think LeBron, you know, he like him or not, he wants to get the best out of everybody. And I could see this kind of moody Anthony Davis one day just rubbing LeBron the wrong way and Kawhi having to come over and go back off a little bit, back off.
And everything that I'm hearing coming out the Clippers front office, they are extremely confident that they're signing him.
Where's Golden State in this mess now? Because I maintain with the sign and trade coming up for D'Angelo Russell and a couple other things that, quite frankly, they have opened the door to get younger a little bit quicker than I thought they could. And to me, that's what took a toll on them as the year went on, just the amount of games on those legs during this five-year run. I'm not willing to just sit there and go, This Golden State Warriors run has come to an end, but I can see the doors closing at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, I can't give it up yet because they still had a main three pieces. Klay will come back. He'll be as good, if not better. So you still have Klay, Curry, and Draymond. So
but is Draymond going to hang? He's got one more year guaranteed there. That's why I'm saying you can start to see it if Draymond leaves. But what they did to me is they proved that, hey, yeah, we're getting ready to move in this new arena in downtown San Francisco where it's getting ready to get really expensive. But we've left ourselves with a little plan that we do have some movable space here in the next year or two with some certain decisions.
I don't think Draymond goes anywhere. He doesn't fit in anybody else's system like he does in Golden State.
Well, do you think that also Steph has enough trust in him that Steph can also look at Draymond and go, shut up? Because to me, Draymond growing up is one of the reasons that they were successful in getting to the NBA Finals because of all the injuries. And stop and think about that. As successful as they were getting to that, but when you look at how banged up Golden State was, pretty amazing they made it six games.
Yeah, I think without Kevin Durant, those three are going to become a little bit closer. Now they have a point to prove. They're going to be playing with the edge. And I think he'll re-sign. They're not going to let Draymond walk.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. But, again, Kawhi, the biggest piece of meat, if you will, left when it comes to that bone, when it comes to NBA free agency. But I think we also learned July 6th free agency beginning, a bunch of garbage. A bunch of garbage, you know what I mean? But we shall see. All right, so when you come back, let's switch gears a little bit, some college football. The two teams that have separated themselves when it comes to college football are obviously Clemson and Alabama. But, you know, got a little news at quarterback on both of them, plus some news with the Gamecock quarterback. He had a big weekend as well. But I also think it goes to show you, you have to have opponents out there on the field before you go salivating over this work. But we'll do that here in the final hour. We'll give you a Major League Baseball update. The Atlanta Braves had a good road trip and a whole lot more at 844-GSP-ESPN. But some college football when we come back. Get in with us at 844-GSP-ESPN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.